This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, one dead and two injured in the latest shooting. A former chief economic negotiator for Donald Trump fears the president's economic policies could hurt Caribbean businesses domiciled in the U.S. Barbados takes a major step to manage its energy resources. The DLP calls for road safety policies to be reinforced to motorists and school children, and more tributes pour in for the late Police Inspector Rodney Innes. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. There's been yet another fatal shooting. Police say they responded to the scene of a shooting that was reported around 1:30 a.m. today at 2nd Avenue Vauxhall Christ Church. The deceased has been identified by a family member as 43-year-old Ramel Cadle of No. 2 Vauxhall Christ Church. Two other males were injured, and their condition is not known at this stage. This is homicide number 8 for the year so far. A former Trump administration official fears that the president's economic policies could bring significant challenges to Caribbean companies domiciled there. Trump's former Deputy Assistant for International Economic Affairs, Kellyanne Shaw, believes the U.S. president's move to radically reform America's trade strategy to the world could see a withdrawal of support for regional businesses. She made the point during a webinar on reshaping U.S.-Caribbean relations, Trump 2.0 and Beyond, hosted by the University of the West Indies Sridath Ramphal Center.
When it comes to multilateralism, and I think that this is something that's particularly important to the Caribbean region, small and medium-sized economies, and the World Trade Organization, some of these other multilateral institutions, there's very much a view in the United States that these organizations are not working for Americans anymore. And in some cases, that could lead to withdrawal, like we saw with the World Health Organization, where President Trump withdrew. I don't think we'll see that with the World Trade Organization, but I also don't think we'll see a lot of effort to try to put some really major challenges before a body of 166 countries on a consensus basis and try to like seek a meaningful outcome.
Former Deputy Assistant for International Economic Affairs for President Trump, Kellyanne Shaw. Meantime, International Trade Attorney Andrea Ewart said that the trade agreement in the region is distinct from those with China, Canada, and Mexico, suggesting that any proposal to impose tariffs on CARICOM nations may be more complex than it appears.
Is there the possibility for this tariff-free, duty-free access that Caribbean products have into the U.S. market to be reversed? Where I was going with the tariffs is that preferential access, duty-free access into the U.S. market is established through legislation, as opposed to negotiated trade agreements like NAFTA, you know, etc. Now, there's a plus and a minus there. It does not. It means that it would require congressional action to make any changes to this program.
International Trade Attorney Andrea Ewart. Barbados is taking a major step in managing its energy resources for a more sustainable energy future. Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, announced a plan to properly dispose of energy equipment once it reaches the end of its useful life. Senator Cummins stressed that as the nation embraces renewable energy, it also takes responsibility for managing the end-of-life process for these assets in a way that meets environmental and climate goals. Her comments came on the sidelines of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry's third Green and Renewable Expo at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Center.
And the question is not just about batteries, it's also about how do we dispose of all of the assets for the renewable energy systems, whether it is solar, the solar panels, whatever they are. And you will see in the new Electricity Supply Act, there's an entire section that speaks about a decommissioning fund. And under the decommissioning fund, independent power producers who are investing in this space are required to capitalize the fund at the start of the project. They're required to be able to have a disposal plan, and the fund is required to be able to give them the financing to be able to do it. So this is not just an energy transition at a very high level, but obviously since it is connected to the climate goals that Barbados has and the environmental and sustainability goals, disposal of energy assets is a critical part of the conversation. So the decommissioning fund is really the mechanism that we will be using to deliver on that.
Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. The Democratic Labour Party is urging motorists to drive with due care, particularly within school zones, to ensure that students get to their destination safely. The party's spokesperson on education, Felicia Dujon, appealed for drivers to be mindful of the school children who will appear on the streets at the end of the school day, and for teachers and parents to reinforce the road safety policies to their children. The appeal came a day after a student of Westbury Primary was struck by a car as he was crossing the President Kennedy Drive on Monday afternoon.
We are appealing again to motorists that between the hours of 2:30 and 3:30, they will have an influx of students, particularly around the school zones. Just be mindful, just be more vigilant that these are young persons and they may not be cognizant of the environment. We are also appealing to schools and parents to remind students of road safety policies and principles so that it is instilled in them. Even as adults, we still have to practice those skills for our own safety, and it's important that we included in our discussions, whether we take some time every morning or just before school to remind our students how it is very important to ensure that you practice those road safety principles so that you do not get harmed.
DLP spokesperson on education, Felicia Dujon. Principal at the Lawrence T. Gay Primary, Brent Blackett, has instituted a new policy with teachers at the school to bring about behavioral change among students. Speaking to Starcom Network News following the launch of a tourism awareness campaign, Blackett said a softer method of communication between students and staff was critical to ensure the country saw a turnaround in violence among youth in Barbados.
School is a reflection of society, and I dare say what we're trying to do is to change attitudes at the school, teach children strategies that will help them to problem solve and solve conflict and deal with each other on a more amicable basis, so that instead of using violence as a first resort, even harsh words, we're talking about biblical concepts like using soft words to deter anger and so on. And we're talking about being competent enough in English and grammar that you could speak to situations without using words that will insult and hurt people, but yet have the same effect.
Principal at the Lawrence T. Gay Primary, Brent Blackett. No cases of violence have been reported against tourists so far for 2025, and Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gooding-Edgell, wants things to remain that way. Speaking on the sidelines following yesterday's launch of the new tourism awareness campaign at the Lawrence T. Gay Primary, Gooding-Edgell told journalists it was a good indicator for Barbados as a tourist destination.
We have not been experiencing any significant rise in crime against visitors in Barbados. And that's a very good thing for the destination. In fact, I believe for the year, I don't think we've had any reports at all. Last year, we have done very well as a tourist destination. And we always benefit from the support of the Barbados Police Service. Of course, the hoteliers and other persons within the accommodation sector who have their own security arrangements in place. So even though you're asking me the question relative to safety, I can tell you that Barbados still remains a very safe destination for visitors, and we've had no evidence at this point in time.
Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Ian Gooding-Edgell. Finally, tributes continue to pour in for Police Inspector Rodney Innes, whose sudden passing on Saturday sent shockwaves throughout Barbados. The General Insurance Association of Barbados is the latest group to praise the life and legacy of the respected lawman. Its administrator, Gina Welch, hailed Inspector Innes for his unwavering commitment to public safety.
It is with deep sadness that the members of the General Insurance Association of Barbados mourn the passing of Police Inspector Rodney Innes, a dedicated and esteemed officer. His unwavering commitment to public safety and his invaluable contributions to road safety have left an enduring impact on all of us in the association. Rodney worked closely with the GIAB as the officer assigned, attending many important meetings and always advocating for the well-being of the people of Barbados.
Administrator, the General Insurance Association of Barbados, Gina Welch, recapping the headlines. One dead and two injured in the latest shooting. A former chief economic negotiator for Donald Trump fears the president's economic policies could hurt Caribbean businesses domiciled in the U.S. Barbados takes a major step to manage its energy resources. The DLP calls for road safety policies to be reinforced to motorists and school children. And more tributes pour in for the late police inspector, Rodney Innes. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning.